Okay, we're starting right now from Daf Dalet and Aleph, about 10, 11 lines into the Gemara. There's a period right there at the beginning. It says, Haisa Gvoa. The last thing we talked about was being Mevatel, Karim, Kistos, Tevin, Afar, Tsroros. The conclusion we had last time was you can never be Mevatel, Karim, Kistos. I don't care if you want or you say it with your mouth even. It doesn't count. It's Batel, I say it's a Kol Adam. No one does that. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it either. And you can't raise the ground to make it 20 amos, less than 20 amos, with Karim and Kistos. Regarding Tevin and Ofer and Tsoros, for sure, everyone agrees if you say with your mouth, you're Mevatel them, definitely Batel. Everyone agrees if you don't say it, and you have intention to remove it within the next 7 days, it's definitely not Mevatel. Then a Machlokas, what would happen if it's Stam? If it was Ofer Stam, what would happen if it was Tevin that you do not plan on moving, but you don't say anything about it? That was the machlokas that we had. Would that be considered bittul or not? And that we left the machlokas in the Chavim and Rabbi Yossi. That's what we got off last time. We're still in the discussion now of having a sukkah that's too tall, but instead of trying to raise the ground with things that you're mevatel, we're now going to, at least at this point, we're going to try to look at what's on top of the schach. Maybe if it's coming down enough, we can count it like it lowers the roof. The Gemara says, Haisa gvoa me esrim amah. If the sukkah is over 20 amos, v'hutzin yordin besoch esrim amah, and you have hutzin, which is you have the branches. You make an entire the whole top of your schach, and you have branches now that are jutting below the 20 amos mark. Meaning your layer of schach on top is over 20, but you have hutzin. You have these branches that are jutting under within 20. So im tzil some ruben mechamasan ksheira. If you have more tzil than shade in the right place, meaning under 20 amos. Sheira, then you solve the problem, and we're all good, because now you're schach. You have more tzil than sun under 20 amos, and you're fine. Vim lav. If you don't psula, obviously it wouldn't be good then, because the kosher schach is over 20 amos, which is out of bounds. It's too tall, and the schach that's jutting underneath is not enough to save the day.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
What is it? Just one branch that's sticking out, but it's heavily foiled.
You need to have whatever area, right? Whatever area of the sukkah is, that's the only kosher schach that you have. So it's got to be that schach is with walls. I mean, all the wall rules that we have, all, you know, it's got to be that is the only schach that we recognize right now. Actually, toast the bottom of the page, the bottom one we have in Daf Dalet and Aleph is an interesting toast, which I'll recommend seeing later on. But it's a question that maybe Shimon asked me yesterday, maybe Darren asked me yesterday. I don't remember who was Darren, about the idea of, I think it was Darren. He asked me if I have two layers of schach. I now have a bad layer of schach over 20, and a good one under 20. Because we sell schach over 20, under 20. How can you use the kosher schach under 20 when right on top of it is bad schach? It's like, shouldn't that bad schach knock out the good schach, and therefore you kind of have washed, you lost your schach? That's the bottom of the bottom of your Jordan. Well, that wouldn't be a problem because you need to have a gap there. You need to have a gap, but you have to be two sukkahs. It requires at least eftafach, if not of space, of airspace, or four tefachim, or ten tefachim.
If it's over 20 and it's bad,
yeah,
that doesn't ruin it for the bottom.
Over 20, that's bad. What do you mean it's bad? I mean, it's not enough bad shade. Not enough bad tzach. Correct. Correct.
How far is it from the...
It's all mixed together, just this stuff that's kind of sticking down like this. But they're all one unit, just sticking down. But what he's pointing out, which is a good point, I didn't think about it beforehand, is that if you have bad schach over 20, but not a lot of it, and good schach under 20, and enough of it, then it's a kosher sukkah underneath it, because it's the top one on the sukkah, and the puzzle schach does not get the bottom schach, which is correct. But Tosaf here, Tosaf has a different question, Tosaf has a different question he has. He assumes if I knock out the bad stuff, then I'm left with the schach that's there will fall apart. Because if I cut off everything over 20, then like there's branches that are kind of randomly in the air, and they'll all fall down. So the bottom is Daf Dalet and Aleph. You had a chance to see it later on. It's interesting to us what he brings down to try to explain why this should still be good. But bottom line is, we paskin that if it's over 20 amos, but you have enough branches sticking under 20 that would provide shade, more shade than sun, that would become a kosher sukkah, and you should be fine. Yeah.
But we know that when there's a tree, it's not okay.
That's a discussion that we'll have that very soon. That discussion will come up very soon. We'll discuss it later. Maybe soon what happens in that case. We'll see that. It's not so posh. It might be okay if you put stock on top of it. On top of the bad stock, the tree, if you put more stock on top, it might solve the problem. It might not be a problem. Which we'll see later on in the Gemara. If you're where it's at, but it's not the I'm a base somewhere on a sugya. We'll see it soon. Maybe it's on that view. Gimel base. Where is it? Is it Tetmer base?
What?
Maybe you're right.
That's my guess.
Yeah, you're right. Tesma base, correct. Tesma base. Alex, correct. Tesma base, you have a discussion over the tree. Yeah, Tesma base. Okay. Very good. Back in the Gemara now. Let's say the opposite case. Now, in a bad scenario. If you have a sukkah that is 10 tvachim tall only. Heisek vod, asara tvachim. V'hutz in yordin l'soch asara. Now, again, the same branches now are sticking under 10 tvachim. So, Rabbi thought to say, if the shade, the stuff sticking down under 10 tzvachim, is not so much. There's a few branches here, a few branches there, but at the end of the day, it's not more shade than some provided. Kshera, same rule should apply. We're going to make that schach negligible, we're going to ignore it. And the sukkah is still considered over 10 tzvachim and should be kosher. So Rav says back to him, no, hadiras ruchi, this is considered a disgusting living condition. Even anything jutting down under 10 tzvachim is like not livable in. No one lives in a dira srucha. And therefore, under 10 tvachim, the same rules do not apply. Even if there's not a lot of schach, but it's jutting under 10 tvachim, there's just no room for you to maneuver, and even more sun than shade would knock out under 10 tvachim. So our first part, if only Mo was here to see it, our first part we have on the board is discussion of hutz and yordin. What happens if you have things jutting down? We talked about with over 20 amos, things jutting down. We paskin that if there's more shade and sun jutting down under 20, you're good to go. We talk about if you make it less than 10 tvachim, and there we said, no matter what's jutting down, Rava says in the end, even though Abai wasn't sure, but Rava says in the end, I don't care how much is jutting down in the end, it makes the conditions not livable in, and therefore, it will be puzzle no matter what. Okay. I think right now is a case which is picture friendly, and we even have a picture of Dabdal, but I'm going to have to go back to the book, it's even right here. This is called a bird's eye view we're looking at right now in this picture. Again, we're back to being over 20 amos. But instead of putting carved kistos on the floor, or tsuros, tevin, or afar, here you have put what's called an itztaba. Put an itztaba. It's like a platform. You put a platform. Kneged dofen I'm sorry, it's a top picture that we have over here, bird's eye view. So you have right now an area, a section of a raised platform, and it's completely parallel to the back wall. The fourth wall towards us is not there. It's the only three walls. And there's also enough platform that it touches both of the sides. Goes, let's say, halfway here. Let's say halfway up the length of the sukkah. What happens in that case? And that itzba obviously makes it now less than 20 amos from that itzba's top to the schach. So what's the rule? Well, it's about kinega dofen I'm sorry. I'll play kula. It means it goes the whole way across the length, the width of the sukkah. The H b'hechter sukkah is very important. The platform itself is at least 7 by 7, at least, like Beis Shammai. Kshayra, that would work. Minat sad, if it would be on the side, which is the picture right beneath it, this time over here goes across the, it's the width or length, I'm not sure what I said before, but it goes across the length of the sukkah. Does not go across the whole width of the sukkah, and it's parallel to the length, and it meets the middle wall in the middle, the back wall in the middle. If you look over here in our picture, you see there's only two walls connected to it right now. We lost our third wall. So what happened in this case? Says the Gemara the following. If, from the end of the platform to the wall that it's not touching, there is dal amos, there's 4 amos worth psula. That knocks out that wall. You can't connect that wall anymore. And therefore, you only have 2 walls, you have another third wall, and that makes the sukkah puzzle. Pachos mi arba amos, if you have less than arba amos to the wall that's not touching, sheira, then it's fine. This is the Gemara, Mike, mashallah, what do you teach me over here? Damrina dofen akuma? Want to tell me the rule over here is a chiddush called dofen akuma, which means we look at the wall like it's bent. If you have a nakosh schach over here, what you do is you have the wall, and then the bad schach is considered potentially that wall within 4 amos. Then you hit the schach, and then you have like one big wall touching the schach. That's what you want to tell me? I don't need you to tell me that right over here. Tanina, I knew this already. I learned this halacha later on, but we know this from the Mishnah. Bayish and Nivchis. If you have a house that kind of had a hole in the middle, it collapsed in the middle. And you put kosher schach over the hole in the middle of that room. If the wall to the kosher schach area is 4 amos, it's not good. Hapachos mikan, less than 4 amos, ksheira. It would be kosher. That's my source, Dofen Akuma. And that's a Mishnah. So why in the world would we have a Bryce over here? Or maybe even a later I'm not sure where this is coming from, this Ha'isa Gavoa. It could even be later, maybe it's even Amorayim time. Why would you have a statement that's just teaching what I know already from the Mishnah, that's something called Dofan Akuma? What's the Chiddush the Gemara wants to know over here? So the Gemara, I'll tell you the Chiddush. Ma'od Yitem, what would you have said? Hasam Hu Dechaz Yil Dofan. There, the wall that you're bending over is a kosher wall, which means between 10 Tevachim and 20 Amos. I'm not trying to make it a proper size, I'm just trying to connect it to my Schach.
The wall is a regulation size wall.
Correct, which is between 10 Tevachim and 20 Amos. Regulation for Sukkah. And therefore, that would give me some leeway to make Dofan Akuma. But in our case, the Lo Chad Yil Dofan, it's not fitting for a Sukkah wall, it's too tall. A Sukkah wall should not be over 20 Amos. This one is. And I'm using Dofan Akuma now to make it touch the Schach and be under 20 Amos. To touch the Schach and change its height. That might be out of bounds. Who says you can do both of them? Aim a low, so perhaps say that you cannot do that. You can't both touch the Schach and lower the size of the wall to make it now an appropriate size of the wall. We've never seen that before. That's allowed. So Kamash Shmuel, that also is allowed. Chiddush of our Gemara. So now we have over here, just quickly, we're still in the middle of two, but we'll look at it anyways. Here's the Istaba B'Emsa. We mentioned as long as there's a shear of kosher platform, it's enough. By the way, just, you know, an interesting thing Rashi points out over here is that it's even kosher beyond the Istaba. Once you have the platform area that it's kosher for, that kosher extends even when you step off the platform and continue on back of the sukkah. The reason why we mentioned it earlier on, I guess later, but we've already seen it at this point in time. It was Pesel Ayose Mina Sukkah. If you have a sukkah that doesn't have, Michael Conrad's sukkah was like this, the one he had this year, where it didn't have both walls kind of going the whole length of the sukkah, but the schach continued. You don't have, but you're able to piggyback on the kosher wall that you're using, and the schach's extension afterwards, since you have walls still there, you know it's the wrong height, it's able to be used those walls, and it's still kosher even beyond the platform. Until you finish the wall, so the walls end. If even one wall will continue, you can still use that wall. As long as there's still a wall there to use, you're piggybacking off that schach that's kosher. Yeah.
Wasn't there in one of our gemaras like the schach was an overhang?
That's the case. This is based on this. No, there had to be at least a wall. It had to be one wall. It just wasn't intended.
There was a wall on one side.
It wasn't intended to be sukkah. So they say the wall of sukkah kind of went like this way. It went beyond it. It wasn't intended exactly. It wasn't intended, but it was there. So that was a discussion. That's what we talked about over there. So that's emsa baba emsa. It's baba emsa. Then we talk about min atzad. If it's within 4 amos of the wall, then it counts Dofan Akuma, it's fine. If it's not, it's not okay. We say, what's the chiddush over there? Dofan Akuma, we knew that already. So we said, no, it's the chiddush. What's the chiddush? That when it comes to the case of that we had of the house that kind of collapsed there, by a Shanib case, there the wall that we're using Dofan Akuma was a kosher sized wall between 10 Tevachim and 20 Amos. But our sukkah, we need to both make Dofan Akuma and change the height of the wall. That's already a chiddush, but the answer is, you can do that.
Question?
Yeah.
If you had the sukkah and it was higher than 20 with the schach, and then you built the
Good question. I don't think that it's called pasul schach. I mean, pasul schach has to be a certain. I mean, it's just schach in the wrong spot.
But you had a not kosher sukkah. Boom, and you built it, so now the structure is good. But you didn't.
I have this question. What if I make a frame of a sukkah but no walls? I put schach on top and I put the walls afterwards on it. I don't think so. I think you only do that when it's puzzle schach. When you took puzzle schach and you tried fixing it without doing a maisa, I think that's right. If you have kosher schach, I put kosher schach on top of it. I'm making part of the sukkah process, making the sukkah. Then I did a maisa that of kosher schach while making my sukkah. Otherwise, think about it for a second. Otherwise. What's that?
Cutting out the Gadish.
Yeah. Correct.
There it is a problem.
Because there I never put the schach on top though. I never did the schach. Exactly. I never did the tasa. There's no asiya ever there. The laying of a schach is even in the bad spot. It's still kosher schach was in the wrong spot. That could be considered a maisa already. Could be. I hear your question. But I'm not positive what I'm saying is true. She's asking a great question. Is it considered like schach is out of bounds? It's certainly too high. If it's what I call puzzle schach, and I raise the floor to kind of meet up within 20, will that allow my schach to be used as is, or must I now do the picking up, the na-na, the na-nua, whatever he said, we'll pick up, put it back down again? Or do we say, no, it was kosher schach, it just wasn't a bad location. I put it down and it was fine. I mean, I put it down ready for usage. It wasn't ready yet. And then I built the platform and made it now ready to be used, which I compared to the case a little bit of putting schach down in the right spot, but no walls on it yet. And I build the walls around it afterwards. That sukkah should be fine because I did a mice of putting down schach for the right reason. At the end of the day, despite my greatest intentions, it wasn't kosher yet. So do I have to, last but not least, affect the schach? Or I could even assume that once you put the schach in the right place, that's done its job. I have to build something around it. It's a great question. I would have assumed, I think, you don't need to do a ma'isa. I'm thinking about Chalukos Rishonim, I think. But I had thought when I read this the first time that you do not need to do a ma'isa on the schach. But I'll double check it for you. It's a good question. I'll look it up later on. Talk to me. Lower it. So you're saying over here that, but that would do a ma'isa on the schach. Then here I have two options: I lower it or raise the floor.
Right.
So we went to raise the floor root. That's what we went. Raise the floor root. So the question that he's asking is that enough?
But that's not the. No, by mavoi it's lower it.
Yeah.
By. But.
Yeah, I remember.
But
I'm with you.
It's actually a category. It's a prat of a category called takanta.
It's a way to fix the sukkah.
It's a way to fix the mavoi.
Or the mavoi, correct.
So there's a way to fix. So the way to fix the schach.
Yeah.
Is either or.
That's what I'm not sure. I'm not sure why you would say, I think I agree with you, but what makes you say that? Meaning.
What makes me say that?
I believe in my heart that you're right, but nothing. Yeah, nothing is. I don't know. I don't have a proof right now on me to say that. But I do agree with you. I don't have anything to bring to back me up. I would not be surprised if Rishonim said both ways. I believe in my heart that the difference is it's not puzzle stock, just good stock in a bad location versus like connected stock, like attached to the ground, which is puzzle stock. But I'm saying that out of my gut and I don't have a proof for it right now. So let's look it up and when we finish the chazar, I'll check it and see if I can find if I'm right or not. New part now, so you're with us. New part. Ready? Haisa Gavoa, about 10 lines to the bottom of Dalam Aleph. Haisa Gavoa mi Esrim Amma Bon Itza Be'emtza Isa, which means I built a platform that did not touch any wall. It was in the middle of the sukkah. So, im yesh mitzvas itzteba uladofen arba amas lechol ruach v'ruach psula. If we have the platform has a distance of 4 amos from each direction, each wall, then of course this doesn't work. You lost open akuma, it's too far away. But pachos mi arba amos ksheira. Less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Because the Gemara, once again, what are you teaching me? Makama shulan. That means open akuma? I know, we already said this over here. I mean, we had this discussion. We had Dofen Akuma working already, even either wrought with the different heights. We already fixed that one. We already solved that problem already. You tell me the same case again, just 4 times over. What's the difference? As a Gemara, that's the difference. Mao Ditem, what would you have said? Dofen Akuma Miruach Achas Amrinan. You're allowed to make Dofen Akuma only on one side. One direction. About Kol Ruach Ruach Lo. Maybe you'd say you can't go beyond one side. Mashallah, that you can. What bothered me about when I first talked about this Gemara, is we know already can do all 4 sides. Bayesh and Nivches was all 4 sides. You had a hole in the middle of the roof. Each side was far from the actual wall. So we already know you can do all 4 sides. Which is true. What's the answer to that question, though? What's the answer to that question?
These sides are different.
Good start. Yes? Explain. You're right. Explain.
I wasn't here, so I don't remember.
We already did. What question is this? I mean, we already know Bayit Shenivches is a case when all 4 sides you use Dofen Akuma to connect. Remember the case of the house, the roof in your house kind of has a hole in it? What's that? Excellent. The answer is that it's true we know you can do all 4 sides. Those are 4 sides that have the proper dimensions already. Within 10 Tzvachim, the 20 Amos. But this is the first time we can use 4 Dofen Akumas, all being bad sides. And each time we're able to push up, connect, and by doing so, lower it. So maybe that's only one side. But you can do it for all 4 sides, that you can have double kulas in every direction, that's already a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, again, I agree with you. That it wouldn't be so hard to plug, you would expect it to be the case, but it still is an extra additional step that we did not have up till now. And therefore, we've now solved the idea that even all 4 sides, even when you're making it up in Akuma to both create a connection to the wall and to lower the size of the ceiling by using the platform, that also works on all 4 sides.
Can you mix things together, Dofen Akuma with good essay?
Great question. It's a big machlokas. Big machlokas, can I do Dofen Akuma and Lavo together? Can I do a double halakh machina? That's a great question. with the same wall? It's a big question. It's a big question. And Lovin? Yeah, correct. It's a big question. Big question. Okay.
The last thing I didn't understand.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the house with the hole in the ceiling?
Yeah.
The
difference is this.
Each the middle.
I need, in the house and the ceiling, I'm trying to do one thing. I'm trying to make the wall that's there right now come closer to the schach. That's all I need to do. Right? In the house. In the case of this arsukah, I need to do two things. Bring the house closer, the wall closer to the schach, and lower the level of the wall. The wall is too tall. 20 amos is too tall for a sukkah wall. It can't be that tall. By raising the floor is what I'm doing. Correct. So I'm doing a double whammy that we haven't seen until right now. But at the end of the day, it's allowed also. We haven't seen it until now. Okay. Towards the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom. Oh, that's it. Haisa. Oh, sorry. I do have it. Shav Yechoma. That was B. To create the wall was our Chiddush and our Gemara that we made the wall also. There the wall existed. Now we made the right size of the wall. And we also point out Dovin Akum Mikol Tzad, if you have every single side, that's another Chiddush that we let you do it. Even though we're making a wall on each side can also allow you to make the wall. That was all Itzdaba Be'emsa, Minatzad, etc. We're now moving over from building a platform to digging a hole. Now we talk about the opposite case. It's no longer over 20 Amos. Now it's not even 10 Tzvachim. Says the Gemara, Haisa B'chusam Yitzvachim, if you had a sukkah that was smaller than 10 Tzvachim, V'chachach Ba'a K'dei L'Hashlima, and you dug it out to make it La'asara, to make it 10 Tzvachim. So, Im Yesh Misvas Chachach Ula Kosel Gimel Tzvachim Sula. You have more than loved separation, 3 Tzvachim, from the dugout area to the wall, then it does not count, it's not going to be touching the wall anymore. Pachos, Dalam Abbez, Pachos Mishlosh Tzvachim. But if I have less than 3 tefachim, which makes it lovewood, kshera, that works. So now I have to have a sukkah area dug out, and with 3 tefachim to the walls, and it's kosher. Gemara asks the obvious question: Ma'ishna hasam de amar pachos me'arba amos, u'ma'ishna hacha de amar pachos me'shlosh tefachim. What's the reason over there? Why I said dofen akuma for the platform? I have 4 amos to play around with, but in digging out the ground to make it 10 tefachim, I only have 3 tefachim to play with. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Hasam over there by the 4 Amos. The Isay Ledofen, that the wall's already there.
Even though it's higher than 20.
Excellent. Because last time we said it's not a good wall. Now we're calling it a wall. And we'll tell you why in a minute.
It's a wall, it's just too high.
It's just too high, but we said that doesn't count as a wall for us then. But you are correct, and we'll see why in a minute that makes a big difference.
Well,
since over
it
there.
It still has the shame of a wall.
Excellent. Correct. Rashi points out, in other areas of Halacha, this is called a legit wall. If you had a Mechitza, for Shabbos, it's called a wall. It's a legit wall. It's only in the rules of Sukkah that we're not going to say it's an appropriate wall. But no one's not going to call it a wall. It's just not a wall that we allow. If I could now take the wall and just kind of shift it, I took a wall that wasn't allowed and made it a wall that's allowed. But here it's not a wall. If you have an area, a barrier, a blockade, less than tzvachim, it's not anything.
It's a stick.
Yeah, it's nothing. I made it something now. But to make something from nothing, a wall from a zero, I can't use Dovin Akuma. It's too big a kula.
Is that case? I don't know.
Which case? Our case, what are you doing right now?
It's got 9 tefachim, so it's not a wall.
Okay. It's not a wall. It's correct.
It's not a wall.
It's not even considered a wall.
Correct. In no area of halacha is it a wall. It's nothing. I need to make it a halachic wall. Again, there by the case we had last time, it's a halachic wall in other areas, but I can't use it for a sukkah. But it's called a wall. I just can't use it for a sukkah.
It's hard to grasp that because it's more than 20 amos. Before we said it's not.
It's not a good wall for sukkah, but it's definitely a good wall for everything else, right? It's a good wall for a house, for which is a yachid and Shabbos. It's just not a wall for a sukkah, and that was a chiddush. But now we're saying, forget wall for any. It's not a wall for any area of halacha. So to create yesh me'ayin from nothing, to make a wall from nothing, that requires much less, leeway to make that happen. We can't use the Dofen Akuma rules. We have to use the Lavud, because Lavud is an area of halacha that applies in every area, in Shabbos, everything like that as well. And therefore, I can play around with those Lavud rules, and within 3 tefachim, it will be okay. 9 tefachim?
You just need 1 tefachim.
No, that's to make an ohel.
Correct.
You got, yeah, that, if I had. What would happen?
Of course, you need the roof to include that.
No, but I'm hearing you say, I'm trying to think if that's true. Do we call that a wall? But definitely separation. It's definitely like being mafsik. I just don't call it a wall. But you're right, it definitely keeps it contained. But I don't think we would call it a wall. if I had like in a little box, it would be in a box. It was a hefnachel, you know, above it in space, it would be in a box, but well, that makes a box a wall, but it's a good point. It's true what you're saying.
When you go to a cemetery,
yeah,
and they build these walls so that Kohenim can walk, what's the minimum height of those?
I mean, you don't really need. Yeah, you don't really need a wall.
No, they build these things up the side so they Kohenim can walk down the path.
I think it's just more showing you where to go.
No. So that Kohenim can walk down. No, I'm talking about in many places.
Well, I'm not sure what a wall like that would be helping out.
So that if like in where I grew up, the rabbi was a Kohen.
Yeah.
And he said, look, and everyone was dying, so you had to go to thingies. He said, look, I can't go in here. So they built, and if you go, when I went to the Ohel of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they built walls so that Kohenim could walk the whole way down. And I'm just wondering, and it's like small walls.
Is there a roof on top? Is there like trees on top of it? I don't know why you need a wall.
But the tumma.
No, again, if you have a... What's that?
On the way to Rashmi, there's like a
path. But what do you need a wall for? Why do you have Arba Amos?
I don't know. Is that going to separate? Is that going to...
I don't think you need Arba Amos. Why do you need Arba Amos for?
I think you have to see 4 Amos.
Why? Why? You're not Mekabel Tumma if you're within 4 Amos of the Kever, I don't think.
Maybe that was a whole
lot. Maybe they want to separate it? I'm not sure. I don't think... Again...
I was with a Kohen yesterday.
And? He wanted to be more than 4 Amos away?
Yeah. See the wolves?
Maybe it's just that you stay in the bounds. Is that because they keep... I don't know why that would... I'm not sure why that would be required to have a wall. Again, think for a second. If there's no roof, then this... Anyways, doesn't go outside of the area we're directly above it, right? Doesn't transfer 4 Amos in the direction. But when we say it goes straight up, it doesn't go straight up in 4 Amos to the side. It doesn't do that. We never said that beforehand. It doesn't travel like that.
This discussion, someone talks about it?
This one?
No, the difference between when they said the height of the 20 was not a wall.
Rashi over here explains what we just said. Look at Rashi in the words. Rashi in the word, Hasam de Isi the Dolphin Pachim Arba Amos. Hasam de Ika Shame Dolphin Alav. The Chol Dolphin to Eno Pachim Yud Shmod. Right, the Chol Dolphin that's not less than 10 is called a dolphin. I mean, the Gavoa Ala Rakia. It's all a dolphin. A dolphin is as far as you can call it a wall. It's not a kosher for sukkah, but it's called a wall. I'm not trying to make a wall. I'm trying to make it proper for sukkah, so I need 4 almas to do so. But to make a wall from not a wall, there I need to only play around with love with 3 tzvachim. Let's go a little further, and then we'll stop, and maybe we'll see if I can look up that Aaron's question as well. The Gemara's over here again. Because I'm trying to make a wall, awesome. Dika disa la dolphin, pachos me'arba almas sagya. But hacha, here in our case of the 3 tzvachim, the shavya la dolphin, to make it equal to a wall, in only less tzvachim love, but I can do that. Low. If it's not less tzvachim, I'm stuck. Here's a fascinating case. You build, it's over 20 amud. You build an amud which is gavoa asar tzvachim. It's over 10 tzvachim off the ground, which is very important. And it has the yeshbo hechsher sukkah. It's 7x7 tzvachim, but it's not close to any wall. It's basically a freestanding island in the middle of your sukkah that is over 10 tzvachim tall, which means that the side of it are real walls on the side, not on top where you are, but on the side are real walls, and you're not close at all to any wall near that. So right now on your little platform, I'm standing on. Let's say I'm standing on this gender. It's 7x7. It's not, but let's say it would be 7x7 tzvachim, and it goes to the down. It has walls to the down. There's 10 tzvachim of height, and those are a legit wall as far as to the direction downwards. And now we're going to say, says the Gemara.
So, how tall is the stuff?
Now it's within 20 amos. Now it is with Maya being on the amud.
Oh, if you stood,
I stood on the amud. It's now it's over 20. Otherwise, there's no. It's over 20 amos.
There's a great picture on this one. If you remember,
I gave a great description just now. Says the Gemara the following. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara. Ubad b'amud shugavo be'esar tzachem v'yesh bo after sukkah. Sav Rabbi, the main Rabbi once again. It's a second chance to try to prove something which he gets rejected in the Rava. Sav Rabbi the Meimar. Good asik mechitza. Use the rule called good asik, which means we take the wall that's there and we elevate it up. We have imaginary walls now, since it's already a halachic wall, because a virtual wall.
But there's no wall. It's a pillar.
But the pillar has on it. It has. If I look at the pillar right now, from the ground level.
That's what Rava says. Abai says.
Rava says you can't. Correct. If I look from the ground, I see Abai says over here. You have 4 walls. They're each going out 10 tzvach. That makes a halachic wall we just established. So that wall, I've established a halachic wall. Now the good asik means I can virtually raise the wall up, and if I stay in my platform, so I have now around me virtual walls in every direction, and I'm within 20 amos, So Abai says it should be good.
Before we go to Rabbi.
Yeah.
When we said before, no one would call 9 tefachim a wall. It's too small. No one would call a pillar a wall.
No, it is a wall. It's a halachic wall. If I would go down now, if I had pillars surrounding me, pillar, I'm inside four pillars, I'm inside walls. Those are halachic walls.
So you have to redefine your definition.
No, you have to look at the picture in the back.
That's right. You're right. As far as privacy, there is.
No, but it's not what you're sitting on this pillar. So it's
No, again. But is the pillar like support? Is those walls or not? If I would take now just pillars around me, pillar, and I surround myself with pillars, am I in now a sectioned off area with proper walls? I am. They're over 10 tefachim. I'm sitting on the inside of pillar after pillar after pillar. That is my walls now. They are halachic walls. Again, if I put all these around, I surround myself with all these things. I surround myself with those. I'd be sitting right now in walls. It is a halachic size wall from ground to the top of the pillar.
How far away are they allowed to be? Is it the same structure?
They're not part of the wall. They're so far from the walls, they don't use the walls at all. They're their own individual platform, and the walls are what's beneath me. Good Asik is a rule that allows me to take what's beneath me, but walls down, and virtually connect them to above. That's good Asik Mechitzes. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take those walls, connect them to above. Says the Gemara over here, Abai says, why not? Again, Abai also said, why not by the Dira Srucha case? Abai said, why shouldn't it work? It should be allowed if it's less shade than sun. And once again, Rava says, not so fast. Amalei Rava. But Ian and Mechitzos had Ikaros Veleka, as we got into earlier on. You need to have, okay, it's a Mechitza. But it's not a Mechitza, that's a Nikar. In order for you to use walls using good Usik, says Rava, you need to be clear walls that were down there before you move them up, you know, virtually. But those were not clear walls. And therefore, good Usik, according to Rava, will not work if you couldn't tell before you virtually move them up that they were there beforehand. Since you're standing on a pillar, it doesn't look like a wall to anybody else. It's true, there are 10 tefachim there, on every side. It's not going to cut it. It has to be mechitzos nikaros for it to become good asik. We'll stop over here with this point.
The only difference between the amod and itzaba,
yes, that's correct. The itzaba was did not have a large... We don't need any... The itzaba was close to the wall anyways. An amod is an itzaba. Yeah, no, that was because itzaba was correct. It did not have a height of 10 tefachim. That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Exactly the difference. Correct. Just quickly recap, we did it today, recap. We have right now our Hutz and Yordan case, over 20 amos to make it kosher, under 10 tefachim to make it pasul. Itzvah be'emsa, itzvah minatsa, we discussed if it's be'emsa, it touches every single wall, you're good to go. Minatsa depends how many amos away it is. It's 4 amos, problem. Those 4 amos were okay. We asked Dofen Akum, we know that already? We knew it already, but it was already a kosher wall. Now we're trying to make it kosher walls. It's called a Dofen, but not for sukkah. And therefore, maybe it wouldn't work. Shav Yechoma. How about from each and every side? Also is okay. Every side works. Yeah, every side works. It's a chiddush. Even to make a wall each side, it works. What if you have a case less than 10 tefachim and you want to dig it out and make it kosher? How much do you have to have from the wall? 3 tefachim. Why different 3 versus 10, first, for 3 tefachim, 10, 4 amos? Because there, it's a kosher wall. It's called a wall. It's not kosher for sukkah, but it's a wall. Here, you want to make a wall, you only have a little room to play with gimel tefachim. If I build an amud in the middle, amud be'emsa, what's the rule? It's the shear of a sukkah. It's not close to any wall, but a 10 tefachim high. So the baye. That's okay. Why? Good osik. Take the walls that are there, because it's a kosher wall, 10 tefachim high, lift them up. Says Rava, you can't do that at all, because that would be, you need to have mechitzos and nikaros. That brings us to the middle, or towards the middle of Daf Dalam Abayz. So the Gemara later on is going to bring a case down, when you're on the side of the building. Nuts, Dal. Yes. That's what the Tosafot points out. Tosafot points out that's considered roof. On the roof. The side of the building is considered nikar, because I think. Because from the vantage point of you being on the ground level, it looks like walls of a house. The vantage point of you being ground level of the amud case looks like there's an amud there. It doesn't look like walls. It may be functioning as walls, but it doesn't look like walls. It has a halachic status of walls, but it doesn't look like a wall to anybody. We have now 2 days, Friday and Shabbos. We've done right now 2.5, a little more than 2.75 dapim. So I suggest that we all make it our business to at least chazer one time. The whole thing through. If you can do twice, great. But at least one time from Daf Beis till Daf Dalet, we got to right now Daf Beis in the middle of it. I recommend doing that.
I'll take the first 10 lines.
I didn't mean all together like that. I mean, each of us will do it separately is what I meant to say.
Rabbi, I'm away.